Hi, this is Kerry Phipps, and it is the 5th of December, and I'm here with Jude Hunt, calling in all the way from London. Hello, Jude.
Hello, Kerry.
And it sounds like you're just around the corner, so that is fabulous. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the call, and I want to ask if you've got pen and paper, or if you're driving, obviously, you know, you might want to take some notes later, but I really want to engage everybody's thinking tonight. Well, I'm going to ask Jude some questions to help her unpack her learning from the year and, you know, the wins and the challenges and take forward the gold out of all of that. I want this to be a great call for everybody who listens. So it's not just about Jude's story or my story, but it's about your story and whether you've had a really challenging year that just has you feeling like you're at the end of yourself, or whether you're just riding high and going, woohoo, like life is amazing. There's absolute gold and learning in all of that. And I know that this year has been quite a tough year for a lot of people. So I think then it's especially important to stop and reflect and look for the gold, because I find a lot of people can get to the end of the year and just, they can't wait for Christmas. They're hanging out for the end of the year, New Year's Eve party, just have some drinks, you know, kiss some people and say, thank God that year's over, and close the door. But there are some valuable things that we can take forward. So, Jude, are you happy to unpack some thinking with me tonight?
Yes, I can't wait.
Cool. Now, one of the things that I did actually you know, text Jude, but this is something that we can all do, is just have a look at your calendar for the year and maybe flick through, you know, your Facebook wall or your photos on your computer, and maybe like me, you've got so many. But it kind of reminds you of all the things that have happened this year. Not all of the things, but, you know, a lot of things. And you're like, wow, was that only, you know, in March? Was that this year? There's so much that occurs in one year. And, you know, some years I've, especially the years I've travelled a lot, I've printed out a picture of Australia and I've marked the places that I was and, you know, the months that I was there, because sometimes it's a return visit. And when I looked at that year and looked at the places, the locations, I made a few notes around that. There were, you know, people I met, there were decisions made as a result of that visit or those connections. You know, there were other doors that opened. There were people I met on aeroplanes that then opened a door for me to go somewhere else. You know, lots of cool things. So, and it also really encouraged me, because I thought, wow, no wonder I'm so tired and feel like I need a holiday. Because, you know, sometimes you can feel a bit hard on yourself. You know, I shouldn't be feeling like this. You know, I had such a great year. So many good things happened. I don't want to be ungrateful and feel like I need a holiday. But the truth is, when you look at it and you go, I have been really busy, yes, I do need a holiday. So, Jude, I just wonder, do you want to share with us any exercises that you might have done this week? Just having a quick flick back over the year.
Thanks, Kerry. Yes, well, I've just gone back and basically looked at Facebook and mainly the connections I've made. Things like, you know, connecting with business pages, and one in particular, because I'm passionate about interior design, and I connected with a Facebook page called Interiors Addict. And from that, I've made connections with people who are running businesses, like an interior designer named Steph. And from that, you know, we've spoken about interior design and what she's done and how she's made her business, like, come to life and those kind of things. And it's kind of prompted me to come up with my Jude by Design kind of mini business and use the fabrics that I get my showroom job to make into cushions to sell to friends and family. And also from Facebook, and, you know, just generally looking around, looking at posters and seeing what's being advertised in your local area. I went to a craft fair a few weeks ago at Chelsea Town Hall in London, and I went there last year and made a connection with a lady called Marie, and she was back there this year and she remembered me, and then we were speaking about our businesses and I told her about my idea, and she's like, oh yeah, send me the Facebook link, and, you know, she'll look on there and kind of motivate me and help me achieve my dreams as well. So it's great looking back at connections. And also, I had one specific goal this year, because I've spent the last 6 Christmases in London, and I said to myself last Christmas, well, it's been pleasant and enjoyable. Like, I'm in a foreign country, so I thought I should probably do some travelling myself. And I said this Christmas I would get out of London, and I've achieved that goal. I've booked myself a 3-day getaway down in Bournemouth on the English coast, and I'm just so excited, and that will kind of be my celebration trip for me.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's really great to plan some celebrations. Yeah. And when I ask you this question, tell me if something comes to mind that maybe is not related to what you've talked about. There might be something there, but let's look outside the box. Did you do something for the first time this year?
Well, yes, I became an... And that was quite an amazing experience, even though I haven't seen my little nephew Lucas. It just kind of makes you think about life and kind of what impact and what kind of positive influence you can have on a little person, I guess.
That's great. Sorry, the phone cut out for a moment, but I think you must have said you became an auntie for the first time.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that's really special. And, you know, any new experience, whether it's something that we've stepped out of the comfort zone and done, or in this case, somebody else has done that for you.
Yes,
a new experience
exactly.
does open your eyes to new things, doesn't it? So, you know, that's a great question for us to ask ourselves. Did you do something this year for the first time? And, and you know, even not just an end of year question, but it's good to ask ourselves, you know, when was the last time I did something for the first time?
Oh, actually, I also did something physical myself. I joined a kickboxing boot camp for 2 weeks in the summer, which is
quite
an amazing experience. Getting up at 5 a.m. every morning for 2 weeks.
That's cool. And can I ask you, Jude, what did you learn about yourself in that process?
Well, I learned that I actually could do it, and it was good fun, and there are so many benefits from exercising, and especially for me, I am quite an early morning person anyway, mind you, not 5 a.m, but to get up and be active is such a positive effect on your whole life, really.
Fantastic. And so it sounds like the kickboxing is not an ongoing thing, but did it move you forward into something else?
Well, yes, it will move me forward as my goal for 2013 to have a more healthy and active lifestyle.
Cool, cool. So you've got some ideas around what you're going to do there?
Oh, yes, for sure. What I did realise is that I'm not really a gym person, and I prefer, it's a company called Fit for a Princess, so you exercise outside in the park, and I love that whole
kind of
atmosphere, and it's like ladies only, so it's quite good fun as well.
That's great. Doesn't sound like you're doing that in the snow at the moment.
No, but they are still running the classes, and I do see the updates of people going out there and being amazing. So, yes, next year, that's the plan.
Oh, cool. Cool. Okay, we'll continue that conversation later.
Wonderful.
That is fantastic. Yeah. So, and this is a question for all of us just to ponder. How are you finishing, or how are you completing this year? You know, in general, is it a sense of, you know, completing well, finishing well? Or, you know, are you completing discouraged at the moment? You know, what's the kind of sense that's there? Are you finishing with, you know, a sense of completion? Are you tying up some loose ends? Or, you know, is it time to review where you're up to with some things and you know, set a reasonable timeline? Because, you know, we have this incredible sense of deadline about the end of the year. Sometimes we think, I've got to get this book finished, or I've got to get, you know, got to get this particular job done before Christmas. And it's just a date that we just kind of, it's there, so we go, yep, going to do that. But, you know, it might not necessarily be a reasonable time frame. But how are you completing? Are you completing being hard on yourself, or are you completing, you know, feeling really quite proud of yourself and what you've accomplished? What would you say in general, Jude? How are you finishing this year?
Well, I have had an amazing year, Carrie. I have had four jobs, but finally landed my dream job of working in the showroom selling gorgeous fabrics to clients. It was quite a difficult year to get to this place. And, I mean, you can work hard and, you know, obviously try and fulfill your dreams and take little steps every day to being on the right path. But also a little bit of luck was involved because there just happened to be a job that came up right at the time that I was so desperate to find a job, because basically I was either going to get on a plane back to Australia if I didn't get this job. So it was like, wow, like kind of right place, right time. And I was on the right. Having made the connections and working this job on a Saturday, they knew me. So when the full-time job came up, it was like, oh, yes, June, you can slot in here perfectly. So that was wonderful thing to happen for me this year. And it just takes, you know, persistence and being there and just kind of letting people know what you're looking for and what you want to happen in life, and then it will often happen. But, I do think it's important to kind of take the little steps every day and kind of just keep your goals in your mind and focus on what you want.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Jude, and I just love hearing you say, you know, it's been an amazing year, because, you know, that has really turned a corner for you. And, you know, if we'd had this conversation a few months ago, you were still in the space of this is a challenging year. So it's lovely when you see something come together that you have been really intending for quite a while, and it makes the whole year feel like an amazing year. You've achieved,
and you kind of
it.
Forget all the bad things. Well, not bad things, but not as good.
Challenges.
Good word.
And but, that's a really good encouragement for people, you know, because, you know, you do persist and you keep talking about your goals and what you're really dreaming of, and and then it comes together, and then you're like, wow, it's amazing.
And I think
you've been very persistent.
Definitely. And I think as long as you keep learning as well, like even in my day job, people come and ask me for different trimmings or those kind of things, and often they have quite old-fashioned names because it's quite a traditional company, and some things I've never heard of, and it's like you look up what they say and it's like, oh, wow, I didn't know this, and learning about making curtains and, you know, just as long as you're constantly learning as well, I think that's very important to help you progress.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, Jude, that brings up another question. It's really great if we can take some time, you know, and maybe it's after Christmas, you know, when you go away or something, to just make a list. What have you learned this year? Because there's the practical things that you've learned, and, you know, it's very easy to just become accustomed to what we know and forget that we didn't always know that. When you reflect, you know, what have I learned this year? You go, wow, I actually have, you know, made more progress than I thought. And so there's a practical learning, but I also want to ask, and you can answer this now, but you can also take this away to ponder, what have you learned about yourself, Jude?
I've learned that if I just do things, good things will happen. Like, I think, you know, you often put up a block or a wall, so to speak, about, you know, I've wanted to do my Jude by Design thing for some time, and I just haven't got around to it because circumstances mean that it's not perfect what I want to do at the moment. But I was encouraged by a friend to just create my Jude by Design page, and through help of you as well, Kerry, I've got 90 likes on the page, and it's like just quite motivating to see that, and people writing me little messages, and then it motivates you to do stuff and like keep going and just live your dream, basically.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, that's a great question for Shelley and Narelle and anyone else who's listening to ask yourself, you know, what have I learned about myself? And that is fantastic. I really appreciate you sharing that, Jude, because, you know, for other people who have been on calls with us in the past too, we've seen this, you know, creative Jude really emerging. And, you know, one of your goals was to be a guest blogger for somebody, and now you've done that on a number of blogs, including mine, which was such a great blog, the about the purposeful action list.
Yes.
So what did you learn about yourself in that process?
Well, that was actually at a time when I was in a job that I really, really hated, and I was actually quite in a down place, and that's why when we were talking about it, it was like, yeah, I really need to make the actions happen, not just write my list, but I need to think about how I can do this. And that's, if you remember, Carrie, what sparked me to ask my friend to borrow her sewing machine. And then I got that TV audition, so I had to quickly make up some cushions. And it just kind of got the ball rolling, actually. And I think instead of just writing lists, if you write an action list and you kind of dig deeper and look about how are you going to make this happen and what do you need to do to make happen, rather than like, I don't know, go and get the groceries, be healthy. And it's like, yeah, you can be healthy, but it's like, well, go to the fresh fruit and veg market, get some amazing ingredients, take the time, prepare a good meal, and then it's quite an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And just if anybody wants that purposeful action list blog, just shoot me an email, kerry@kerryphipps.com, or just Google Kerry Phipps, Jude Hunt, Purposeful Action List, PAL, P-A-L, and you'd find that. But that was really a great conversation because, you know, sometimes we can list so many things that we have to do and, you know, how do we prioritise them? And there's so many different ways of prioritising an action list. But to ask yourself, when you look at each item on the list, what is the purpose of this? Because sometimes we see that the purpose of it is really to keep somebody else happy, or really, you know, that our purpose in doing it is just because we think you should. And other things, the purpose might be, you know, in line with your bigger purpose or your goals. And so then you go, oh, wow, yeah, that's it. I'm going to prioritise that and I'm going to do that first. And like you said, Jude, as a pal, it keeps you on track and supports you. So that was some great learning throughout the year too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wanted to share a thought that can really help us, you know, just have a picture of why we unpack the learning and then, you know, take that forward to the next year. You know, I use the term, you know, unpacking thinking and generating insights quite a lot. And as you know, I travel a bit. So when I come home, I open my suitcase and there are some things that I want to unpack and chuck out. There's a whole lot of bits of paper, receipts, there's, you know, clothes to go in the washing, there's, you know, some to just hang back up again, or, you know, there's some unpacking that goes on. And there's some things that go back in the suitcase for the next trip. And that's how we come to the end of the year. You know, we can just kind of shove this year, this 2012, just in the back of the cupboard, and, you know, maybe one day we'll pull it out and have a look at something. But, you know, we could unpack it now and see what is valuable to take forward and what do I need to let go of. So there might be, you know, habits that you think, that really didn't serve me well this year, I'm going to let that go. You know, what's the new habits I want to create and take forward or pack into my suitcase for 2013? You know, what are the relationships that I want to spend more time on that I want to, you know, really take forward next year? What are the, you know, the projects that I've been working on that, you know, I really want to take forward, that I'm going to, you know, put away for a rest for a couple of weeks? That's, you know, what is there to pack or to unpack? So I just want to go through a couple of questions and just write them down. And, you know, Jude, if you want to comment on those, feel free. If you want to take them away, you know, to contemplate while you're down at Bournemouth, go ahead. So some finishing questions. Question one, what was a pleasant surprise from this year? How were you pleasantly surprised?
Oh, yeah, I can answer that. As I said, like when you actually finally do something and then to see the response, it's like you just have to make things happen and, like, the kind of universe will embrace you. I know that's a bit cheesy, but do you know what I mean?
And you have people just popping up and saying, wow, that's great, well done, and getting on board with what you're doing.
So if you're passionate and authentic in what you do, you know, people will get on board and support you. So I guess that's the main thing, taking the first step and the leap of faith, I guess.
Yeah. And I think that would be a pleasant surprise that a lot of people would relate to. Yeah, when I take action on something that I'm passionate about, people turn up and celebrate that with me. Yeah. So another question, how are you going to celebrate? Now, you've already mentioned that, Jude, but it's a great question for everyone to write down. How are you going to celebrate? You know, it's not necessarily just, you know, raising a glass and going, woohoo, you know, I accomplished something this year. But, you know, it might be something like, you know, I'm going to take some time out to journal and to write down what was a, what was the gems or the gold that came out of this particular accomplishment. Or this, it's not always an accomplishment, it might be an overcoming, you know, which is really an accomplishment, but, you know, how were you resilient this year? How is it that you're still standing after the challenges of 2012? And you can start to unpack the, you know, the attitudes that kept you moving forward, you know, and maybe the friends that kept you moving forward. So another question is, who do you need to thank? And what can you acknowledge? What can you acknowledge in yourself? What can you acknowledge in others? And I know, Jude, I'm going too fast for you to answer them all now, but even just write them down.
No, it's perfect. Keep going.
I just want to give you and everyone else just a section of questions to write and take away and ponder, because, you know, I never do all of this in one exercise. You know, some of it's before Christmas, some of it's like, you know, before New Year, some of it's after New Year's, but, you know, generally it's around that time. You know, and a question I asked earlier, what have you learned? What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned practically? What have you learned about others? And, and who do you need to thank? I might have said that. Who do you need to forgive? Is there anything to let go of? And with what attitude are you finishing? So it might not be just, you know, generally with what attitude are you finishing this year, but with what attitude are you finishing, you know, a particular project or, you know, a season perhaps with an organisation or, you know, supporting a charity or something, if there's something that you're completing. You know, you might be finishing with a sense of gratitude and hope and optimism or whatever. But, you know, you can choose, as you know, you can choose your attitude. And what are the most exciting things that are different now? Maybe different from the start of the year, or things that are different from the start of your project. And what are you doing now that you were not expecting? And then the really juicy, moving forward, what are you packing for 2013? Or what are you keeping for next year or for your next project? What are the attitudes that you're keeping and taking forward? What are the relationships that you've built that you're taking forward? Or, you know, the blog that you've started writing that you're really going to nurture and build? What will make all the difference next year? There might be some little practical things, or it might be more, you know, who am I being that's going to make a difference next year? And just considering your values, you know, if one of your core values is making a difference, then a great question to ask yourself is, what project will make the biggest difference to others? You know, if your goal is to be a servant leader, how can I best serve others and lead next year? So we've got some good juicy questions. And it really takes some unpacking around these questions before we can get really clear, you know, in answering what is working well and what will you intentionally carry forward to the next year. And for those of us who can be a bit hard on ourselves, you know, what would the most encouraging, sincere friend to be saying to you if you were discussing this with them? If you wrote out all of these answers and discussed it with them, what would they be saying? Oh, another question that we haven't discussed is, who have you met this year? Or who have you talked to this year who's opened your eyes to new ideas or new opportunities? And you know, I love stepping out of the comfort zone. How did you step out of the comfort zone this year? So if you've got any questions or comments, Jude, and then I'll pause and go off mute and invite others to contribute here. But just while they're pondering and writing.
Not really. They're all very thought-provoking questions, and I think, you know, it does take a bit of time to sit down and kind of answer them. and kind of look back on things. It is really great to reflect and look back and take positive energy going forward and then kind of use that to help achieve your goals in 2013. I think my main thing is, because, you know, I always have ideas, so my main lesson that I've learnt this year is to be a doer rather than a thinker and a planner, to actually do things and make it happen.
Wow, that's nice. Yes. And, you know, Jude, I'm just remembering last year there was somebody else who shall remain nameless who called in from London as well. And we've just been having a similar conversation about, you know, not just thinking and planning and talking about things and being excited about the possibilities, but being a doer, no longer waiting. And, you know, there were just little things that you had to step out and do or ask in order to make things happen. So, congratulations to you on becoming a doer, and it's so exciting to see what's been occurring since you've done that. So well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Jude.
And to you too, and all your adventures.
Thank you. Yes, it's going to take me a little while to unpack. You know, I'm still unpacking photos and videos from Kokoda and the learning from that. It's just beautiful, and I can't have a conversation with that with anyone without you know, getting goosebumps or, you know, having a tear come to my eye because it was such a significant time. and that's just like 8 days out of my whole year. There's been some, you know, really big challenges and surprises and you know, joys, challenges, the whole lot just packed into this year. And it really does take some reflecting, I think, to pull the best out of it. Because we can have just one big day in our life or one big week, and we come back from that and just straight back into the busyness of life. And I think it really is important to just take time to reflect. And, you know, I tend to write in the mornings, and it's extraordinary what comes up in the morning, because it's not really related to anything that you've obviously, you know, already done that day. You know, it's a fresh new day, and you wake up thinking about, you know, something that hasn't happened yet or something that has happened that you're still kind of, you know, mulling over. You know, there's just fresh thoughts to jot down rather than at the end of the day. And I used to always have a end of the day journaling habit. And it's just different. I like to do both from time to time because it's different what comes up. But, you know, it really is a great reflecting exercise. You know, just have pen and paper beside the bed.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you wake up at 3 in the morning, you know, that's another another good time. But, yeah, so I haven't really put the big reflecting questions to myself, you know, in more than probably 3 pages. But there's more to do there. You know, and it's not just a, you know, self-reflection, all about me kind of thing, but what can I learn here that's going to, you know, serve people better? You know, how can I be more effective with my time? There's, you know, it's reviewing things with purpose. As you know, I'm all about doing things with purpose.
Living purposefully.
Yeah. So thank you so much for reflecting with me, Jude.
It's a pleasure.
Let's see who else is joining the conversation. So, Narelle, anything that you would like to share after jotting down those questions, having a bit of a ponder?
Yeah, like I wrote it down quite a few things. Some of the things that I did for the first time was develop and run workshops. So that was something that's
the big, brave, beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, it was huge in the fact that I've had to step out and invite people and market and things like that, which has been a big step to take. And even developing the workshops and going, is this even valuable information for people to know? So that's been in the last couple of months. So that's been big and brave and challenging.
And doing it, and moving to the other end of the country and starting all this up.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not doing it in a place that I know or I'm comfortable with at all. Oh, one of them was.
Yeah.
I went to Queensland to do one of them. But
yeah.
But that was even still brave because when I left, I was an equal with them in, you know, but now I go back going, well, now I'm going to teach you something to the people who were my audience. So so that was a bit brave of me as well. So that was one of the things that I did for the first time.
Beautiful. Yeah. Any other questions grab your attention?
How am I completing 2012? And I was discussing this with my husband, I think. Oh, I don't know, I talked to too many people. But it was, you know, it depends. Oh, it was with my husband, yes. I said it depends on which perspective I choose to look at it with. So one, I could go, well, it was a bit discouraging because we didn't get where we wanted to be in some aspects of it. However, if I choose to look at it another way, we've had an incredible year. We've had an incredible year of growth personally and professionally.
Wow.
So we've studied two Cert 4s this year, and I'm up to my third Cert 4. So I did small business, life coaching, and now my training and assessing. We've met we've made some beautiful people. I've built a church building, so the things that I've never done before. Well, if we go back to the first time, was go up on a scissor to, you know, three stories high and put framework in a building. I've never done that before.
Yeah,
so that's amazing. Well done.
I built a stage last weekend. So I put my back out doing it. So.
Wow.
Be careful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it depends on how I choose to look at the year. And so, you know, when we're really looking at, and these are good for thought-provoking questions, because it's like, well, how do I really want to actually choose to look at my year? I can either look at it discouraged and that doesn't make me feel very good, or I can go, I've done some pretty incredible things this year.
So I
choose to look at it that way. And I choose to celebrate those things.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think also then to have a look at what you've done well and to ask yourself, what is it that I did well here? Like, not just the practical, you know, I built a stage, but what was it in that you did well? You know, was it something like persistence? Was it something like being brave and having a go at something new? And then when you have a look at that and you go, okay, that's the gem. Now, with that other area of challenge where I didn't achieve it, if I was to, you know, bring that same persistence and bravery to that, then what impact would it have?
Well, I think in, like, the building of the church building, whatever, one of the biggest things I learnt was up on the scissor lift. I had to go up on the scissor lift, right up to the ceiling. And at one stage, because it sways. It's really quite scary.
Cool.
Oh, it was crazy. But what I was thinking, like, this is a really good mental thing that I learned, is that while it was swaying, I was thinking awful things, like, this thing's going to tip over, I'm going to have to grab, like, the roof, and, like, this thing's going to drop out from underneath me, I'm going to swing up there, it's going to hurt my hands. And I'm thinking all these horrible things, which is making me even more, like, panicky being up there. And then I went, hang a bit, I can choose to see that picture in my mind, or I could choose to not play that picture and just get on with the job.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things that I learnt, is that I can choose to make up these random scenarios in my head that freak me out, or I can just get on with the job.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, Narelle, I think how many people have that conversation in their head about their business or creative project? It's like, oh, my goodness, I've started out on this thing, but, like, it's going to fall over sideways, it's going to fall out from underneath me. And as you said, it's the assumption that you're making. And, you know, as I think I might have said to you last week or somebody else, you know, if you're going to make an assumption, make it a good one. So, you know, the assumption could be, you know, I'm going to bring my persistence, and I'm going to, you know, bring the people around me, you know, who have different, you know, insights or ideas, and we're going to make this thing happen. And, you know, seeing it happen is, you know, a much better choice than seeing it fall over, because, you know, it tends to go wherever you, lead it, just if you're riding a push bike and you're going, I'm not going to hit that hole, I'm not going to hit that hole. Well, yep. It probably will.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking for that clear path, that strong direction, that strength underneath you is really incredibly powerful to choose that.
Mm.
Thank you, Narelle.
I've, big time learned to choose the audio and visual tracks that are playing in my head.
And, you know, if I can just share something that is a leadership lesson from Kokoda, which will be coming out in blogs and presentations, you know, as time goes on. Big Tongs, who was one of the veterans who was in Kokoda with us a couple of weeks ago, he wrote me this beautiful letter and he posted me a copy of his book, which was published earlier this year. And in his letter he said, a positive outlook is essential for survival and there is strength in a smile. Now, while both of those comments are incredibly powerful, I just want to come back to the a positive attitude is essential for survival. Now, he learned that in the war and he said that he had to have a positive outlook, you know, because his men were following him. And if he was not confident, then they would not be confident. So he would say, we will take that ridge or we will advance to such and such. And he chose to have a positive outlook and he said it was essential to survival. But when I read that in his letter, I just thought it's still absolutely so true. Wherever you apply that, you know, a positive outlook is essential to survival in business. A positive outlook is essential to survival in leadership. A positive outlook is essential to survival in whatever it is that you're pushing forward and getting out of your comfort zone to do. And so choosing your attitude, just like you've spoken about, Narelle, is absolutely essential. And, you know, that it's something so simple that we can just so easily overlook, but to choose that positive outlook and to choose how can I see this. And, you know, and that's really why I wanted to do this call and share this. And I've been sharing this message, you know, every November, December for I don't know how many years, at least since I've been blogging, because we need to choose how do we finish the year, just like we choose every day our attitude. You know, it's very important because I think especially the Australian culture is not to celebrate well, it's just to raise a glass and go, yeah, good on you, mate, but not to unpack what is it that I did well? Because, you know, it can be a bit odd if people around you are not in that frame of mind. They're like, look, you achieved it. Like, let's get on with just having a beer and let's not talk about it. Let's not have tickets on yourself or let's not, you know, brag about yourself. And it's really not about that. It's about looking for the gold, looking for the, you know, the positivity in what you've accomplished, you know, or what you've survived. If it was challenging, you know, to look at your perseverance, your resilience, your attitude. It's so important to look at that because if you don't look at that, if you don't look at the positives in it, then you can look at where you didn't measure up, where you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. You know, and maybe we might just maybe have unreasonable demands on ourselves, unreasonable time frames. Anybody else have that?
Yeah.
So whether it's you know, great accomplishments or not, let's have a positive outlook about it. And yeah, it's not being in denial, but it's going, what is there that's valuable that I can take forward? And what are the strengths that I've developed? So, you know, I just find it a really useful conversation. And one of my clients the other day just said that she printed this blog out 2 years ago and took it away and answered the question. And, you know, it's been a really important, even though I didn't really know her, but she, you know, was just following my blog, but she was, you know, taking away that learning and reflecting and planning her next year based on what she'd learned the year before. And, you know, it can really add to your confidence and bravery because you see what you've done so far. So I think it's a really great foundation to goal setting. And, you know, and this can be a really good time of year to set the new goal. And, you know, sometimes people put it off till next year. And Narelle and I were talking about this earlier today. But this can be a good time to go, right, what are my goals for next year, you know, or early in the year, to really clarify your goals from a, you know, an unpacking thinking perspective, not just like, yeah, I want to do this, let's just go for it. Let's put some really creative thinking into it. So you know, we can always make a time to do that, but just do quality thinking to move forward with, because you do find amazing creativity within yourself and confidence to go forward and accomplish cool things that are worth celebrating. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, this call next year. And, you know, Jude, I remember our call last year with a few other people from New Zealand and Australia and London talking these things through. And it's so exciting to see what you've accomplished in that time.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and this call's for me too, because, you know, there's some things that I haven't completed yet, and I was like, wow, you know, that's really disappointing. But did I actually have a realistic view of what it was that I wanted to accomplish? You know, when I said to everybody, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Yeah, then I got started and like, okay, that's not quite as easy as I thought. Not giving up on it, but I'm going to get the right people on board to help me finish those things and make those things happen. So, yeah, valuable learning, whichever way you look at it. And the main thing is to keep being purposeful and keep moving forward.
Yep.
So thank you, girls, for sharing this journey with me and preparing this for people to listen to as they're driving or sitting and contemplating with pen and paper. Is there anything that you guys would like to add as we wrap up this this little presentation?
I just want to say thank you, and yes, it's a great way, and as you said, I've already thought about goals for 2013 while I'm doing the unpacking from 2012, so it's just been brilliant. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Jude, for sharing your thoughts.
No, I don't have anything else, I don't think.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing, Narelle, and you know, I know you were madly taking notes, and we can unpack some thinking next week. And I just want to say well done on all the brave things that you've been doing this year. You know, brave things in business and brave things, you know, at the top of scissor lifts and all kinds of cool stuff. So you are both just incredible, beautiful difference makers in the world, and it's an honour to do life with you. And I will see you both on Facebook or on the phone very soon. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Kerry. Thank you, Jude.
So thank you for joining me, and if you want any more info or want to touch base, just go to kerry@kerryphipps.com. Sorry, that's the email, or the website kerryphipps.com, kerryphipps.com. And I look forward to being in touch. Thank you. Bye.